Elissa Walker Campbell, we want to welcome you back this weekend to Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big E Sports Show on this Friday night. And the 2014 Major League Baseball season, it is just around the corner. Spring training is now underway, and that means it's time for us to break down and preview some of the top storylines, as there is a multitude of intriguing ones. Of course, big news last week and the press conference this week announcing that Yankees' Derek Jeter, he will retire at the end of the 2014 season. We're going to hit on that. We're also going to get a pulse on spring training and preview the upcoming year. We're delighted to welcome in this evening to YSR the reporter analyst with ESPN's Baseball Tonight. That, of course, is Tim Kirchen. Hi, Tim. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. I'm in warm weather, finally.
I know, I'm a little envious, but it's been a beautiful week all week long here in Houston, and I cannot believe that the month of February is quickly coming to a close. It's been a very busy offseason in Major League Baseball, but my first discussion point for you, Tim, is let's get your thoughts on Derek Jeter, because here's a guy, he has meant so much to the game, to the fans, to the Yankees organization, certainly one of the greatest Yankees ever. What was your takeaway from his press conference from this past week?
Well, he tried to make it clear that the time has come, and I think it has, because mentally you can see that answering all these questions has become difficult for him. It's a drain for him. And I think his point was well made, that he knows when his body, what his body can do and can't do, and he realized last year that this is not complete fun all the time. And it's not as easy as it used to be. So nobody knows his body better than Derek Jeter. And he knows that he can only play, if he can't play his usual level, he'd almost rather not play. So I really admire him for understanding that I'm going to play my whole career for the Yankees. I'm going to make it 20 years. I'm going to retire at 40. It's all very symmetrical, and I think he did the right thing, basically, as always.
Well, what I hear you saying, too, Tim, is that perhaps you were not surprised by his announcement that he is going to retire at the end of the 2014 season. He had to muscle through just a slew of injuries and what only played 17 games last year.
Yeah, I wasn't shocked. I was surprised it came out on Facebook. I was a little surprised the way he announced it, but he's trying not to make this a distraction, and you know he would have, after every 0-for-4 this year, he'd have to ask, are you done, is this your last year? And after every 3-for-4, he would get asked, hey, you're swinging the bat really well, are you going to play next year also? Now, in theory at least, he's not going to have to answer all those questions after every game, and I think he knew that was going to be a major annoyance for him and for his team.
Well, he certainly set the record straight at the press conference. My takeaway was from listening to him, he is such a team-first kind of guy, and just his humility.
Well, he's always been that way, and he's as good a teammate as just about anyone I've ever run across. And it really sounds corny, but he really is all about winning. He's the kind of guy who will go introduce himself to a young kid in the minor league system he doesn't even know and say, hi, I'm Derek Jeter. I'm glad you're with the Yankees. I hope you can help us win a world championship one day. That's who he is, and it's real. Aaron Boone, our friend at ESPN, played for the Yankees, of course, and he told me when he went to the Yankees, he thought Derek Jeter was a great guy and a great player. And when he left the Yankees, he said, I knew then that he was an even better guy and an even better player than I thought, because I spent that kind of time around him. So great teammate, great winner. That's how he wants to be remembered.
Tim Kirchen is joining us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, ESPN reporter analyst for ESPN's Baseball Tonight. And talking about Derek Jeter, I mean, the consummate professional. Quantify what he has meant to the game and what has set him apart, Tim.
Well, his competitive nature and his insistence on hustling on every play is what separates him. Buck Martinez, who used to manage the Blue Jays, once told me that Derek Jeter is the captain of the Yankees because he runs hard to first on every play. You can hear him running to first. That's what has separated Derek Jeter, and that's why, for me, he's one of the top six Yankee players of all time. For me, he's one of the five greatest shortstops of all time, if not slightly higher than that. But mostly, he's been the face of baseball for the last 15 years because of the way he has conducted himself. less than 10 years ago, I asked Dave Roberts, who was on the Red Sox at the time, who is the face of baseball? And he said, Derek Jeter, who else? Like, it wasn't even a question. And this is a guy on the hated rival, but he looked at Derek Jeter and said, when you think of baseball, that's who you think of first.
You know, we talked about that last week on my show, just his steadfast approach. It remains the same, that it doesn't matter if it's the World Series or the first game of the season, he always gives his best effort. And I want to pinpoint that and kind of peel back the veneer a bit. Have you spent time around his parents? What was his upbringing like?
Well, it was a great upbringing. You know, I read one of his books and he said something like his mother only had, you know, a few rules on certain things. One was you have to eat your lunch when you go to school. This is in high school. You have to eat your bag lunch, you know. I'm not sure everyone realizes that. But I was there. My assignment after the 2009 World Series when they beat the Phillies was to do Derek Jeter, interview him. And I had to follow him all the way through the clubhouse, which was just filled with champagne. And he did not stop to celebrate with anyone until he got all the way on the other side and then out into the little lobby there so he could hug his mom and dad just to say thank you. And that was after his fifth World Series ring. It sounds corny, but it's true. His upbringing is as big a reason as any that he has stayed as grounded as he has, playing in New York all these years. It's a miracle, and he deserves a lot of credit for not getting in any trouble in 20 years as a Yankee.
Tim Kirchen with us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, on this Friday night. So let's talk about Derek Jeter in the sense of, what are your expectations for him, Tim, this season?
Well, he's going to have a hard time getting anywhere close to the Jeter of 2012, who was just a spectacular player, one of the better players in the league. But he's going to be way better than he was last year when, as you said, he only played 17 games and hit under 200. I think his body has healed. I think he's in much better shape than he was at this point last year. But he's going to be 40 years old in July. Only five shortstops in baseball history have ever played 100 games at that position in a season at age 39 or older. So he's trying to do something only a handful of guys have ever done. I think he'll play 100 games this year. I think he'll hit, you know, 280 or something, but the thought that he's going to be a great player this year, I'm not buying that. I just think his body is going to let him down at some point. But this thought that he's just going to get hurt and just go out and not playing, I'm not buying that either. He's not going to make his last year a really bad one. No way.
Okay, so Tim, but hypothetically, what if he does have an excellent year and he still has that passion? Is there going to be regret on his part that he is retiring?
I don't think so. I think he's made up his mind that this is it. And once he makes up his mind to do anything, he's pretty good at staying with it. And I think it's the mental grind more than anything that gets to him. Like he was saying at the press conference the other day, you know, it's a job talking to you guys. And he's got other things in mind. He wants to go own a Major League Baseball team someday. He wants to do some other things in life that he's hasn't gotten a chance to do, and that's why he's retiring, not because he's getting older, but because he's just mentally drained to the point where he wants to do something else in his life starting at age 40.
Just a few more minutes this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. Join us online at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. We're having a candid conversation, breaking it all down with Tim Kirchen from ESPN, the reporter analyst with ESPN's Baseball Tonight. So let's go around the horn. And a year ago, the Red Sox become only the 11th team in Major League history to go from last to first, winning a World Series title. Give us a sense, Tim, of how you believe the season will play out for the Red Sox this year.
Well, I just saw him the other day, and I was really impressed with what I saw as far as attitude, chemistry, all that stuff, which doesn't take you very far. Talent usually does, but they have a lot of talent there still. So I left the Red Sox thinking they can win the division again, and they could even win the World Series again. But obviously a few things have to happen. Jackie Bradley Jr. is going to have to become an everyday solid player in the major leagues, which he's got a ways to go. They're left side of the infield is in question. I think Xander Bogaerts is only 21, can handle playing every day at that position. But I'm not sure Will Middlebrooks is an everyday third baseman, and they're going to have to make up their mind, is this our left side of the infield, or are we going to go out and re-sign Stephen Drew and bring him back? So as much as I like that team, they do have some questions on it, and they're going to have to get that straight before they go any further.
Okay, we're moving around here talking with Tim Kirchen at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and I know you were providing some coverage this past week about the Detroit Tigers, and a lot of changes taking place, certainly a new manager. Tell us about Brad Ausmus and his first season as the Tigers manager.
Well, I was really impressed with what I saw from him this week. You know, he's taken over for Jim Leland, for goodness sake. That's not an easy job, and yet he seemed very at ease with things, and I think that's probably standard for him because he's from Dartmouth. He's a really smart guy, and he played a lot of years in the big league. He's got a really good feel for the game, and I think most important, he knows I got a great team here, so I don't want to try to reinvent the wheel here when I've got pitching like I have and a lineup like I have. But I also found it interesting he addressed his team in the big team meeting, and he did it sitting down. So instead of pacing in front of everyone and standing up in front of everyone and being real demonstrative, he just sat in a chair and talked to his players. And I think that was a really good sign of how comfortable he is in this job already.
He didn't use the General MacArthur approach, as you said, right?
No, absolutely not. And I think that's good.
What is your biggest concern with the Detroit Tigers coming into this season?
Well, I do wonder if they're going to score enough runs. I think they'll be a good offensive team, but they lost Johnny Peralta, who's a good offensive shortstop. They traded Prince Fielder, who, granted, his numbers had gone down, but he's still a 100 RBI guy. They lost Omar Infante, so I think they'll have enough punch, but I think there are going to be certain days where they're going to pitch around Miguel Cabrera, and you just wonder if the Tigers are going to have enough lumber to carry that lineup.
Just a quick hit. Tell us about Justin Verlander. He underwent surgery on his abdomen in January. How's he doing?
He's good. We saw him throw again this week. He reported no problems. He had a core issue that he needed surgery on. And typical of Justin Verlander, who's just so he's so good at figuring things out. Mm-hmm. He realized that's why I lost my velocity last year. Is that my hands were in the wrong place, my landing was wrong, and now he knows why, because he had a physical issue, and now he's got it corrected, and there seems to be every reason to believe that he'll be ready to go on opening day, and I expect him to have a really good year, certainly a much better year than last year.
Tim, my final question for you is, did he give you any inside scoop on his relationship with what, Kate Upton?
Well, he said we're going to be pretty private about that, so I wasn't about in position to ask somebody of that stature about a woman that beautiful. I should stay away from those things.
Oh, the great Tim Kirchen has been with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Tim, where can our listeners go and check out some of your work online?
Well, I'll be on ESPN.com all summer and spring, of course, and I write for ESPN the magazine, and I'll be on TV all the time, so my big season has started, and I won't take a day off until about November the 1st.
Oh, bless your heart. Well, always an open invitation. We'd love to have you back again real soon. Thank you so much, Tim.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You bet. Much more straight ahead this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Stay close.